the types of protein, which I think we'll probably want to talk about at some point. I think you're going to talk about. But it's not like the red meats. It's not the really like, it's not necessarily limited to meat products. There's a lot of alternatives out there that are really high in protein and other amazing things for you. So that was actually one of my biggest learning curves as a vegan.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. This episode comes from the earlier version of the podcast known as the ETT Rap Show. Enjoy!
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. As Shannon so eloquently mentioned in the intro, we are giving you a throwback episode for this week's podcast. Shannon and I are actually out of town. I should say out of town. We're out of the country in Mexico celebrating a friend's wedding. But as you guys will hear this, we'll be back in town. But I still wanted to give you guys an episode because we know we got some loyal fans out there listening to us each week, and we're really appreciative of you guys tuning in each week and providing all the feedback that you do. Those ratings and reviews really do help us out. So if you haven't done so already, please go to iTunes, give us that rating review, and please share the podcast with a friend. The way we're going to grow our audience is with your help. So if you're already doing the sharing and you've already done a rating review, just keep doing it. We really appreciate it. All right, this week's episode, we still, even though it's about a year old, there's still a bunch of pertinent topics we talk about. We go into obstacle course racing, gut health, and we talk about a variety of protein choices. We actually read some listener feedback about their preferred protein choices. A lot of great stuff, a lot of good content. So I'm going to shut up and just let this episode roll. So please enjoy this throwback episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast.
Welcome back to the ETT Rap Show. I'm your host, Nick Birch. And usually next to me or speaking with me today is Tyler Knox, but he unfortunately could not make it. So once again, I called upon my lovely fiance to fill in for him, Shannon Palmer.
Hi.
Yes, Tyler, we had to record the rap show early this week because Shannon and I are going out of town actually for a wedding. So Tyler was not able to get off work.
Because he's a slacker.
Because apparently he's a slacker because he's at work. Anyways.
He couldn't make the time to do the podcast. No, I'm just totally trash talking.
I know he's busy at work, which is funny because I used to work at the same place. Well, we've had two of the same jobs, which is weird. We've worked at the same places, and trust me, the amount of people that worked at both of these companies is very small. So the chances of two people that are now friends working at two of the same places.
Irony.
Is pretty weird. So the reason we're going out of town, like I mentioned, we're going out of town for a wedding. And it is wedding season, apparently, because
it is.
We are getting married at the end of the month. Yeah. So once you do probably next time you do the podcast, when you fill in next time, you won't be Shannon Palmer. It'll be Shannon Birch.
Maybe Shannon Birch. That's right.
Which is good, because I don't know in my direct family any Shannons.
Woohoo!
So you'll be the Shannon Birch. So congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
But we obviously are getting into a little bit personal stuff, which is always good. But this week we had our ETT training sessions with my clients, and we had a couple clients come back, either from going out of town for vacation or just missing last week. So we had a couple get back into their training program, which was good. And I don't know if I mentioned, I think I mentioned this on past podcasts, but also have some clients that are in neighborhood, are very local. Obviously, everybody's in the Tampa Bay area, but I have some clients that are extremely close, so which is nice, and I love the idea of working in the neighborhood. That is one of my goals.
Neighborhood business,
yes.
Honey.
So if I can try to continue to branch out and reach more people in the neighborhood, it's a good thing. So besides that, I know it's kind of early in the week for us. So training for us, I did jiu-jitsu on Monday, did a workout today actually after work.
Nice.
Nothing too major. Did some kettlebell goblet squats and with some shadow boxing and jump rope. Nothing too major. What about you? What you got into? I know you've been busy this week going to the gym.
I have. Last weekend we had a whole conversation about how I really wanted to recommit myself to training and not just, you know, working out here and there. Working out for me, sanity, but really, I am very proud to say that tomorrow morning will make my fifth workout of the week, or training of the week.
What are you planning for tomorrow?
I'm doing a HIIT workout tomorrow. I'm doing full body. I've done 2 spinning classes already this week. I ran a little over 4 miles on Sunday, which for me is a lot.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like a lot for most people, but for me, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
And I did a HIIT workout on Tuesday, and I did a HIIT workout on Wednesday, actually, before I went to spinning, and I did a HIIT workout this morning. So 2 spinning so far, 1 HIIT workout, do another one tomorrow, and running. It's 5 training days.
Wow. Now, do you have any specific fitness goals, or you just,
yes,
you do it for, like we mentioned, I know you treat it as therapy.
I do treat it as therapy as like base level, but I wanted to take it more seriously and I really wanted to push myself. So muscle tone and strength is what I'm going for. So obviously also we've talked about cleaning up our diets, because I have a serious sweet tooth. You have a carb tooth. Is that what you call someone that loves carbs?
Yeah.
But you love carbs. I love sweets. So working on kind of cutting down those respective categories as much as possible. And I have to say, I feel really, really good. Like, I am sore all over my body. I can feel every muscle in my body right now, but I like it.
That's the thing. Like, the more I learn about training and longevity, it's kind of, there's a lot of talk about the zone 2 training, which is kind of the slower pace. But then you think about someone like yourself who enjoys the high intensity workout, and you see it not only for fitness goals, but also for your mental stability.
I would be a total nutball.
Yeah. So I don't know if there seems like there's some sort of trade off. I know people say, you know, there's higher possibilities for injury when it comes to if you do high intensity workouts all the time, which makes sense.
But I do yoga sometimes and I do bar sometimes, which are low intensity.
Yeah, so like I said, if you maybe alternate maybe week to week basis, if you change it up your intensity week to week to kind of help recover, you know, on your lower intensity weeks. So what I've been hearing a lot, especially for if anybody's goals are weight loss, it's not how much you're sweating or anything like that. It's really about just kind of the long, slow burn, really.
Yeah.
Because when you're burning fat is when you're actually at the aerobic capacity, or when you're doing aerobic exercise, which is, I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Actually, it was probably the one with you.
Yeah.
It's about 180 minus your age. This is for your heart rate. I'm speaking about heart rate.
Mm.
So like for me, it'd be around 150, probably 155 since I'm a little bit more active. But that's, you know, probably light jog or, you know, easy bike ride.
Yeah, so, and walking. It was National Walking Day this week. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, National Walking Day. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And that is actually a great way, like a good pace, good clip walking is actually a weight loss strategy, which is why a lot of people that just start moving immediately see results with just walking.
Exactly. One of the best things you can do to help with weight loss is get a dog. A dog that wants to get walked. I mean, it's a little bit more responsible than that, but
it is definitely
It will definitely, if you're responsible, it will force you to get out there and walk, which is, you know, it benefits both of you.
Unless you get a pocket pet.
Well, I don't consider that a dog. I mean a dog.
That's a squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. So also we want to talk about I just set the next ETT group workout. We do that every month. It's a free workout for anybody who can come and work out. And we're actually switching up kind of the style and location of the workout this month.
What is it?
So we are doing a group run and stair climb on the Tampa River Walk. So I know I mentioned this last week. The Tampa River Walk's kind of a long, continuous, I mean, I hate to call it a sidewalk. But, I mean, it's kind of just like a runway, basically.
It is.
Along the Hillsborough River down in downtown Tampa.
Nice.
And it's just, they're adding to it day by day. So it's, I think it's when it's complete, it's going to be about 2.5 miles of just continuous kind of running track, basically. But it's also a biking track and everything like that. So we're going to go down there in downtown Tampa, meet on April 17th. So it will be, once you guys hear this, it'll pretty much the following Sunday.
Yep.
And we're going to get together and just jog to the convention center and do some stairs there and then jog back to Curtis Hickson Park, which is kind of central little park that's located on the Riverwalk.
And where can people find information about this?
Go to the Elemental Training Tampa Facebook page. Just search Elemental Training Tampa and you will see under our events tab. It should be ETT group training, and it should be April 17th.
RSVP.
Yes, please RSVP. Anybody that's invited, anyone and everyone's invited. So just bring your running shoes and
make it a party.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's a fun run and fun stair climb. So there's no, we're actually.
Oxymoron, fun stair climb.
Or fun run, yeah.
Fun that's run, true. I get, but fun stair climb.
Yeah, that's true. I guess they're never fun. But I enjoy them. I love it.
It will be rewarding.
Yes, exactly. You're going to get something out of it. Now, one of the reasons we changed it up is obviously a change of pace is good because normally we'll meet out. We have a central location we usually use, but we usually do kind of like an interval workout, body weight stuff. I incorporate some striking techniques into the workout. But I think it was good change of pace to switch it up. But also ETT is having their first race, kind of team race. We're participating in a race on May 14th. We're actually participating in a mud run. It's called Mud Endeavor. So it's kind of like that trend. I'm sure you guys have been witnessing the mud runs and obstacle courses, Spartan Race, Warrior Dash, things like of that nature. And this is pretty similar. I had it come recommended by a client who's actually already on the ETT race team, which is nice. And he said that it was lots of obstacles, which is
nice.
Good, which makes it fun.
That makes or breaks one of those courses for me because you can sign up to run a 5K, but when you actually want to go do obstacles, I mean, you're not running. It's not about your run time. It's the whole thing. I think that is just such a fun, more dynamic experience. Mm-hmm. The last one I did was that zombie run.
Yeah, it was a little silly.
Which was kind of intense, like way more intense than I thought it was going to be. Having zombies chase you, speed, sprinting after you, trying to rip off your flags. And I died.
Yeah, I did too.
You sacrificed yourself for me, though. I appreciated that. Definitely appreciated that. But I liked the mud run. The only tip I would give to anybody participating is wear shoes you plan on trashing.
Yep.
And be ready to get mud in some very interesting places.
Yeah, it's one thing is kind of cool. They usually, I don't know if it's cool or not, but usually they donate the shoes.
The donations, yeah.
Which I'm sure they clean it up, but, you know, it is kind of cool. I mean, I'm sure they clean the shoes, so I'm not too worried, but that is kind of cool. But like Shannon said, you definitely, anything you want to get, you're not worried about getting ruined. That's your attire.
For the ladies, like, wear a sports bra you never intend to wear again because it will be dead.
But
that's fun.
So that's May 14th, but before then, I'm want to kind of put the call out there now. I'm looking to get shirts made for our race team.
Nice
and probably some of the current clients. Yeah, I have a design in mind, and I'm probably going to talk to my my cousin, who is a graphic designer. Well, he's experienced in graphic design. He actually did my business card. So I might use one of those designs and then do something new for the front. I don't know. I got an idea. So I'm going to try to get that off and get that for all of the people on the race team and probably all the clients too. So
that's awesome.
Anybody who makes t-shirts in the Tampa Bay area, I guess anywhere, if you can ship them here.
Yeah.
For a low cost, and, you know, I'm trying, I don't know.
And tank tops.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to probably do a selection between the guys and girls. So, like, I know, Shannon, you suggested women's tanks for the,
yes.
For the women's option, which I think is a good idea. So I'd like to do that. And I also want to try to make it, workout type material shirt, you know, like the,
Nice quality.
Yeah. Similar to a dry fit, probably not exactly dry fit. You know, I don't need to go that.
Not cotton though.
Yes, exactly. It's not a cotton t-shirt.
It's not going to like smother you in sweat.
Yeah. Something that would be nice to run in and work out in after the race. So yeah, putting the call out there now to any t-shirt makers who are in the area or out of the area who's willing to do a custom order.
Yeah, anyone that has any recommendations, helpful.
That too. So I know a topic of last week, we actually had some good kind of listener questions we solicited on Instagram and Twitter, and we kind of got onto the topic of protein. We were talking about, one of the questions were how many grams of protein should a person have per day?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it varies between, there's several different factors that have to be kind of looked at, age, gender, activity level, and kind of fitness goals, kind of determines it, but the round, kind of like the range that I know the USDA recommends, and then even other kind of supported science would recommend is 0.36 grams to 0.6 grams between that window grams per pound of body weight.
Yeah.
So I think it's around for guys. I know guys are a little bit higher. They recommend it more because I guess guys have more muscle mass, on average than women. So they have, I think their average to low is probably about 55 grams up to about 90 grams. And for women, it's probably 45 grams up to about 80, 85 grams.
So random little bit of knowledge that I took in my previous life as a vegan.
Ooh.
You don't actually need that much protein, especially, if you don't have a heavy training schedule, if you're not training for something, if you're just, you know, staying active, that's one thing, but you don't actually need that much protein in your diet to function well, like to function at a high manner. Like when I was vegan, that was one of the biggest learning curves that I had was, they basically recommended about enough, like here's a visual for those visualizers out there, about a fist was about how much protein you needed, which was drastically less than what you typically hear as like the federal recommendation. And the types of protein, which I think we'll probably want to talk about but it's not like the red meats, it's not necessarily limited to meat products. There's a lot of alternatives out there that are really high in protein and other amazing things for you. So that was actually one of my biggest learning curves as a vegan, was that I didn't need to worry about protein. Like, you have plenty of opportunities in a day without any meat products to get protein, and plenty of protein to keep you sustained if you're not doing like heavy training and athlete training.
I think the problem and what I've heard with vegans, like I said, there are sources. I mean, what kind of, the one thing I heard about vegans, and then I'll let you list some of your protein sources, is that there's a lot, usually the sources that are available to vegans don't have the complete amino acid profile like red meat has.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, you definitely have to take supplements.
I will
admit that if anyone ever is planning to go vegetarian or vegan, it is not just a diet change, it's a lifestyle commitment. And there's a lot of education that you need to do. We could have a whole other conversation about this. I was vegan for a year and then I was vegetarian for over another year. But what I had to learn up front, I mean, I met with my doctor, I talked to my acupuncturist, who also happened to be my mother. I researched this, like read so many books, so many articles, and really, to live without meat is not impossible. To get the protein you need, you do need to take certain supplements. You definitely, like, you know, there's always the concern, one of the biggest concern for women is iron.
Yeah.
Turns out you get a lot of that in leafy green vegetables, yep, broccoli, true. Things like that. So I was never an iron deficient person, but there's definitely certain things you have to educate yourself on. But legumes, so beans, lentils, things peanuts. Like that. Well, peanuts are
legumes.
Are they?
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, yeah, that's they're right. Not they decided they're not nuts.
Yep.
But, and then also nuts, and nuts are great because they have also some very healthy fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
Great sources of protein. The only protein products I will caution about are the fake meat products. So like tofurkey and all those, the fake chickens. There's actually some products out there that are made with fungus that have a very small percentage of protein. Remember mm-hmm. those corn?
Yeah.
Q-U-R-N or whatever it was? They're actually a fungus. They're not a bean. Like a lot of proteins are based off of soy.
Yeah.
Not the case with that.
Interesting. So I did not know that.
There are a lot of really good quality protein alternatives. I mean, most people are familiar with tofu, soy products, family, tempeh, whatever you call it, which is like a texturized soy vegetable protein.
Yeah.
Vegetables have proteins, people, believe it or not. There are vegetables that have proteins.
The only thing I think with the vegetable proteins, like you said, there are, like, I know broccoli, spinach, but it's the amount, like, per gram, per cup. Like, compared to meat, it's, you'd have to eat a lot more.
Yeah. I had to eat a lot more quantity of food when I was vegan than I do now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, it's not impossible, and there are protein all vegetarian protein sources and vegan protein sources. Obviously, you can't do eggs or dairy when you're a vegan, which is unfortunate. Because in my opinion, and eggs are the best. I think they're the perfect food in my opinion.
They're my number one protein.
Yeah, I think they're I don't want to get into the debate whether or not, why
they're
vegans
good or
don't
bad
eat
for
them
you or whatever.
Not.
Oh, you mean the moral debate.
Not about good and bad. I think they're good. I think they're very good. What we're learning about saturated fat and cholesterol now, I don't see anything wrong with eggs. It's the idea that vegans won't eat them because of animal welfare. But, like I said, I don't want to go into that realm of this.
Technically speaking, and I was not a true vegan because I ate honey. You know, honey is technically classified as an animal byproduct because bees make it from them.
Yeah, they digest it and produce it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
Total side note.
Yeah, let's not go down that path now. Like I said, we'll talk about that in a future one. And like I said, being a hunter myself, well, I'm sure we can go down that road. But let's just stick to the protein sources. So I put out the call on Facebook today and asked what people's preferred protein sources were. And the first person to answer was you, of course.
What?
And we mentioned, you've already mentioned the two things, peanut butter and eggs.
I think peanut butter should be classified as a food group all by itself.
And that's interesting. I need to learn more because, like we said, peanut butter or peanuts are actually a legume. They're not a nut.
Right.
And supposedly, like I said, what I've heard is that, we are still kind of evolving to digest legumes because they're kind of a new food.
Oh,
group.
Yeah. Lentils and I think they're a legume, right?
I think lentils are.
Yeah, they're a legume. We do not get along.
Right.
At all. Mm-hmm. That was one of my biggest issues was that lentils are kind of a core part of a lot of vegan food, especially when you go into the culinary area.
Mm-hmm.
I do not get along with them at all.
Yeah, and that's, well, like I said, that because I had lentils and I think I said it on Facebook today, there's not a protein source that I don't like. Like mm-hmm. I said, I have not turned down anything. I'll eat it all. We talked about this. I got some cricket flour protein bars coming this way.
Yeah.
For us to try out for
peanut butter. That should be a future discussion. We should just have a total chat.
Do research on peanut butter.
Next time that we are on a podcast together, I think we should talk about peanut butter.
Okay. So
healthy or not.
Yes. A couple of the other responses. Tyler's mom responded. Of course, she loves. I know she listens to the show all the time. She said fish, eggs, yogurt, certain veggies, beans, raw nuts, peanut butter. Another peanut butter lover, and she said she's not a big meat eater. But like you said, she's listed a bunch of things, including yogurt, which is one thing we eat pretty much every day too.
Yes,
we use the we do full fat Greek yogurt.
Plain.
Okay.
No, and then sugar added.
Yeah, we add our own. Like I know we usually add blueberries to it, which is good. Blueberry is one of those fruit that's kind of a low sugar content and full antioxidants, so it's really good for you. And I know you add nuts to yours, usually walnuts or something like flaxseed.
Yeah, I need to get my omega.
So, yeah, so we love yogurt, and like I said, per cup, it has a ton of protein. I think it's up almost 20 grams per cup.
And it has probiotics, mm-hmm. which for those with sensitive stomachs and digestive issues are worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, and like I said, the more and more information I hear is that probiotics are really a huge part of your diet. And, you know, if you neglect them, you can be in trouble. That what I heard, one thing is that most of the serotonin, which I think is the feel-good kind of hormone mm-hmm. in your body, is produced in your gut by the bacteria in your gut.
There's your gut actually controls the majority of the substances that control your body. Mm-hmm. So not just your digestive system, but your hormones. I mean, on an endocrine level, it's all centralized around your stomach.
Right.
I only know this because I had a horrible stomach and I had to see so many basically specialists.
Mm-hmm.
You should talk to my mom sometime. She's actually very educated on the endocrine system. Very nerdy for those that mm-hmm. think they like nutrition. It's not nerdy until you get down to the endocrine level impact. But mostly stomach related, gut related, and probiotics are kind of like rule number one.
That's great. Yeah, like I said, I'm thinking about taking like a supplemental probiotic.
Yeah.
So, because I want to see how it makes me feel and things like that. And I've heard people talk about it. We talked to her mentioned her name last week, Dr. Rhonda Patrick.
Yeah.
She always champions them. And I know you just got a book about it. Was that, or about gut health,
about
basically?
About gut health, yeah, and diet.
So that's something that's very, like, that's been on the tip of my brain. It's one that I want to investigate more, so.
It's basically Tyler's mom. You're on the right path.
Yes, of course. And, of course, right behind her is our friend Katie Carlton.
Hey.
She said Chobani yogurt is her family fave.
Yes.
So she's also a yogurt. And that's we use Faye.
Yeah.
But I know Chobani, they got some good Greek yogurt, too. And last but not least, our friend L.A. Jennings, who's one of the owners of Train Fight Win in Denver. A great, I would just say, it's an MMA gym, but it's an all-around gym.
Well, she's a published author.
Yeah,
so.
And and author of, I'm going to forget what the name is now. It's on my nightstand. I forgot the name of her book. Oh, geez, L.A. Go get
it. This was a quiz.
Go get it. I know it's about the history of women fighting. She's a knockout. That's the name. She's a knockout. She didn't come back with it. There was no edit. I promise I remembered it before she came back. I know it's She's a Knockout. I think it's the history of women and fighting. All right, she's over in the other room. We're going to keep going. But like I said, thank you, LA, for responding. She said boneless, skinless, chicken thighs, salmon, and beef of any type for her preferred protein sources. Also, something related to L.A., not only did she comment on the Facebook page or the Facebook post, she also sent me an email today, actually. I asked her a couple weeks ago to maybe give me some notes on the podcast, what she thought. You know, like I mentioned, she's a gym owner. She's in the fitness field. So I really, respect. And she's an author. Obviously, we even talked about that. I respect her opinion, so I wanted to get her notes on it. So she sent me an email and told me some really good things that she enjoyed and what we should work on. But one thing she did mention was that she really enjoyed when you were the guest co-host.
What?
Yes. Exactly. So,
oh my God, I love LA. Yeah, granted, I already loved her before. I'm completely biased.
Yeah.
Did she really say that?
She did. I swear, I'll show you the email, and she did say that. And yes, so putting even more fuel on the fire with your competition against Tyler as the co-host. So,
LA, thank you so much. Yes. That's my girl.
Yeah, so I know. Thank you, LA, for giving me that email. We really appreciate it. And we'll definitely take her suggestions and her notes to heart. And she also, apparently a friend of hers saw this and shared it on her page. She's also another gym owner in Denver. Her name is Jane Berryman. She is a personal trainer and personal trainer and owner at Gourmet Fitness Pro. And she lives obviously in Denver, Colorado, and a friend of LA. And she said, she shared this on her page, and she said she leans towards poultry and eggs. She would eat a lot more fish, but it's pricey, so once a week with salmon and tuna. So that's another one thing. I mean, fish are, like you mentioned, omegas.
Yeah.
That's super, and that's why, I mean, we love fish, tuna fish.
Especially small fish, because then you don't have the concern about the mercury levels. Always look at the sustainability guidelines on your seafood, but because that'll also hint at the larger fish that might have higher mercury. But a lot of amazing protein sources in seafood. Yeah. I think that was one of my things, was seafood was, or fish.
Yeah, fish.
It's just such a lean protein. So many amazing things in there. Pair it with like a nice, dark, leafy green vegetable or some kind of green vegetable, it's kind of like nutrient heaven.
Yeah, and like I said, I love all seafood, the shellfish, I love oysters.
You do love all seafood. Like I said, I can't do oysters, but you do.
I have not found a protein source I don't like. I like wild game, I like organ meat, love pate, and like I said, I'm probably gonna love insects soon too. Well, I mean, we already said that the crabs are insects of the sea anyway, so I think the cricket flower is going to be an easy transition. But so
we're gonna have bugs in our house.
No, it's ground up. It's flour.
Cause we have bugs not far from our house, and I'm pretty sure we pay to kill them.
No, like I said, it's gonna be. I think, like I said, that finding alternative protein sources as we kind of go on, you know, evolve as a race, I think it's going to be a good idea, you know, because we know, and I'm sure we can argue about the detrimental of environmental effects of animal-based protein.
That is actually not even a debate. That is like a fact, you know.
But
there's no reason realistically to eliminate them, but holy cow, like cow farming, like those, that really is a horrible impact on our environment. So we won't go there.
Right.
But
I should say
it's a basic fact. Like the way that we're progressing is right. Not an environmentally sustainable or positive thing.
I agree. But I don't think it's solely based on it might be being kind of accelerated by cattle farming, but I think
it's not causing it alone.
Agriculture in general is kind of, or I should say, agriculture on a grand scale is causing an issue.
Yeah.
Because even clearing lands for spinach or for broccoli is going to cause environmental degradation. So it's not just cattle. But like you said, spinach and broccoli, they don't poop, so... So that's one thing they're going to kind of...
Literally, can I swear?
Yeah, sure.
Their shit don't stink.
There we go.
Ha! I did it.
So at least she warned them. So mom, hopefully you covered your ears.
That was a saying. That was not me swearing.
So yeah. But like I said, that's a whole nother conversation. We can take another ETT rap show to talk about. But I think we did good. You know, I think we covered a lot. And we got a lot of good input from... people on Facebook about their preferred protein sources. I think I like vegetarian, non-vegetarian. There's not much I won't go after. So I enjoy all protein sources, and protein is I know Shannon was talking about as a vegan, you don't need that much, which I said it kind of depends on your fitness goals.
You don't need that
much. Exactly. You obviously, we said, I mean, 50, 45 grams, it's not a lot of protein. You know, you think you got a protein bar that has anywhere from 15 to 20. What are you looking at?
I had to Google the cricket protein because...
Cricket flour. Look at it.
I am.
It's ground up
flour. It has three times more protein than a steak.
Boom.
I mean, I totally understand why people eat bugs.
Yeah.
Like, when there's no other option.
Yep.
But I don't want to.
Well, like I said,
I'll try
it. It's a peanut butter and jelly protein bar made with cricket flour.
So, I'll try it.
Exactly. All right. So we will have a taste test. That will be happening on a future ETD rap show. So we will tell you guys how that is. But I think for tonight, I think we're good. Woo-hoo. I think we got a lot done. And I want to thank Shannon once again for filling in for Tyler.
I'm sorry you
couldn't make it. But it's always good to know that I have a very capable co-host waiting in the wings.
Tyler. Feel threatened.
she's feeling loose now.
I may have had some wine.
Oh, okay. Now we're telling too many secrets. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. And once again, please comment, rate, share, do everything you can to let us know how we can make the podcast better. And we really appreciate all the feedback. And you got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Great.
Thanks for listening to this week's ETT Rap Show, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks.